Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Please have your attention, and I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Well, look at all these trillions of dollars debt, lost jobs, and foreclosed homes.
Did I do that?
You dug yourself a hole and you crawled in it.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell.
We will make this the most honest, ethical, and open Congress in history.
Is there any insanity in your family?
Do we have the power to tell people what they have to eat every day?
Senator Coburn,
today, Junior?
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
All right, Super Bowl Sunday goes international on the Robert Scott Bell Show as we are joined by the international bestseller. Well, she's certainly international now. She's in Australia, where she's originally from, and her book, The Earth Diet, went to number one on Amazon. Leanna Werner Gray.
Yeah, thanks, Robert Scott Bell. Yep, I'm back in Australia, and it's feeling very good.
Yeah, summertime. Send us some summertime warmth. We love that, and we love having you and your sunshine on, and I love hearing you say, hello, Robert Scott Bell.
Yep, sending you sunshine.
Makes us all so happy. Why did I want Leanna Werner Gray on today, Super Bowl Sunday? She's in Australia. Well, because this is the day when, outside of Thanksgiving, Americans overeat and eat all of the wrong things to excess and are going to be in trouble. So I know we have only a few hours till kickoff time, but I thought last-minute ideas, Leanna, from the Earth Diet to help people eat healthier during this snacking event.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I thought of some ideas since, you know, people probably, this is the one day of the year, well, you know, maybe 3 days of the year where they're like, okay, I'm going to eat whatever I want. I don't care. I'm just going to fill myself up on whatever I want, which is fine. So instead of me trying to convince you don't eat that stuff that you're probably going to want to eat anyway, just incorporate some other things, like healthier things to help with digestion and help keep the body a bit alkaline so you're not going to throw your body into an acidic zone. So things like you could have, you could make a fresh guacamole because that's still cool to have around at a party or with friends and family. So make a fresh guacamole with some avocado and squeeze some lemon in there and maybe some real salt and real pepper. And then you can have some carrot sticks and cucumber sticks and celery sticks around to be able to dip into the guacamole. And that, you know, is a raw snack. So healthy and full of antioxidants, superfoods. And that'll just help to, you know, balance all the other foods out.
Awesome. Now, what are we talking about, though? Is there an Earth Diet beer? You know how everybody's going to want to drink some beer. Do you have anything?
Earth Diet beer.
Give us a good, healthy beverage for the Super Bowl.
Well, you know, in America, there are some great organic beers, I've noticed. So people could go and check that out at, you know, Whole Foods or, I mean, some Whole Foods sell alcohol, others don't. But there are some great organic beers, so, you know, check that out. But it's probably too late to homebrew your own, but maybe something to think about for next year.
That's good. What about, you know, we got those carrot sticks. If we got extra carrots, I mean, you think a carrot juice cocktail of some kind would be relevant? I mean, I'm not going to be drinking alcohol for this event, but I know a lot of people are, and I want them to get some antioxidants in there and minerals with it.
Yeah, totally. Well, someone could make like a fresh juice with orange and some carrot and maybe some tomato, a bit of salt and pepper and some celery. And then they make like a V8. And that can always be turned into a cocktail if you just add some tequila or some vodka, which, you know, are on the healthier end of drinking alcohol, tequila and vodka, because they come straight from the plant.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, not processed with other preservatives and sugars and things like that. So that way then you're getting all your antioxidants in with having a fresh juice as well as also, you know, having fun with it.
Well, have you, Sammy, you're still young. Have you gone to those clubs where you see these day glow colors of alcohol drinks? I'm thinking, man, that's just not even close to natural.
Yeah, it's pretty scary. I mean, some of them are really scary. You know, when I see someone drinking like a Red Bull or like a soda, like a Coke, I kind of, my heart skips a beat. I'm like, oh no. And then, yeah, I mean, in the clubs and things like that, there are like the fluorescent blue or fluorescent pink or orange.
I think it's like they juice some Kellogg's Fruit Loop cereal into that thing. It's like nasty.
Yeah, exactly. Pretty nasty. So, to avoid having a nightmare week, you know, a hangover the whole week, like a food hangover.
Right.
Super Bowl Sunday. So people can, you know, incorporate that juice and the guacamole and the fresh vegetables throughout the day. And then also just drink lemon water between eating and drinking. And then, you know, the next day, make sure you have a fresh vegetable juice. Have some bentonite clay to soak up any toxins and stuff like that. And that would help you have a, get over it like the next
Bentonite clay. Maybe that explains the whole football controversy with Tom Brady and the weight of the football. He used bentonite clay. How about chickpeas? Do you have any recipes? Because, you know, if you're Middle Eastern origin, everybody now in America knows about hummus, for instance, as a dip. Is that a diet-approved substance, chickpeas?
Yeah, totally. Well, chickpeas are really, really healthy, and hummus is really easy to make. I actually have a recipe for hummus in the Earth Diet book, thanks to my sister who requested it.
So people can just
blend up, you know, some chickpeas with some olive oil, some lemon, and some salt and pepper, and it makes an excellent hummus, and then you can dip some veggies into that as well, or also some organic crackers. Mm-hmm. So that's another great party snack. There's so many cool party snacks that are also healthy these days, so really we don't have an excuse not to, you know, have some healthy things around. I also have a client who's making an organic football cake for Super Bowl Sunday. So maybe a bit late for someone to whip up now in the next few hours.
Do you know what they're putting in it?
Well, they're using an organic cake mix that they got from Vitacost.com, you know, our organic online superstore.
Yep.
And basically they're just adding, you know, to that some eggs and things and making a cake. And then they have some organic icing that they're putting on it, and they're making it into the shape of a football. So I'll share some photos online.
How come I didn't get invited to that party, Liana?
Yeah, well, that party is in New York.
New York. Well, we had our friend Carol Alt on the other night. She's still going strong and doing her thing in an amazing way at Fox News, and I know you were on the show as well, and it's nice to connect, make these connections in the media as we grow this message, because inevitably this message will eventually get to your home country of Australia, who I think they need it as bad as anywhere.
Yeah, you know, it was a little disappointing for me to come back here. I had people on the plane tell me, isn't Australia like the top in, you know, weight issues now? And I was like, no, that can't be. Australia is so healthy, the food's so clean. And then I got here and, you know, I haven't been back here for 3 years, and I was really shocked, Robert, because I have noticed the health of some people is really starting to decline. And that's because there's so much fast food and so much junk foods in the supermarkets, and people are just buying them and eating way too much gluten here, too much bread, and, you know, it's just not in the awareness as much. So, hopefully that will change soon.
They've definitely fallen behind in some ways. I mean, when I went to Australia years ago, this was in the early 90s, it was very hard to find organic, although I did find a few shops in Sydney, particularly in the big city. But, you know, it was the same problem when I had in going to New Zealand. And I know that's changed a lot, but the consciousness, if you will, is different there. I was talking, of course, you kind of stay out of the news cycle, and you can afford to, and that's great, but we have to cover a lot of these stories. Our good friend Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, who was very outspoken about the dangers of vaccines, she basically was threatened by so many of your brothers and sisters there, not the nice ones, because she was going to speak about vaccines truthfully and based in science, and it wasn't favorable towards them, and they put up such a racket she had to cancel her tour.
Yeah, that's disappointing, and, you know, they probably want to keep that going as long as possible here until people do start to learn about it.
Yeah, so obviously, like I said, they try to be like Americans. We know that with fast food and things, but it seems to be they're behind a little bit on the curve of really embracing holistic ways of life and living. Have people embraced the Earth Diet there? Is it still slow to come out? Do they have an Amazon Australia or anything?
They do, yes. So the Earth Diet actually hit number one on Amazon Australia, and that was really exciting. So that happened a couple weeks ago. And so there are definitely people here starting to embrace it, and there are some organic stores like Flannery's, which is an organic chain store here in Queensland, Australia. You know, they're going to carry the Earth Diet book. I'm doing a book signing with them. So there are more and more people that are embracing it. And so, yeah, it's just a matter of time now where more people learn, okay, I have to have more fresh food every single day.
Well, that's a good sign. I mean, listen, I love my Australian listeners, and there are plenty of them down there. I just want to make sure that you're protected, because I remember, you know, when, it was a few years now ago when we first connected, how you were being pilloried by those members of the media for daring to speak out about how you overcame your health troubles in the realm of cancer through a natural method. And, you know, you think about the attacks on you just for doing that, considering, you know, this is your home. I just want to make sure you're safe down there as well.
Yeah, that was, you know, a few years ago, and they were quite aggressive and didn't like that I was speaking out about that. But hey, I mean, when we're speaking the truth and sharing something that happened, like, you know, we just have to do it regardless of any negative feedback we get or aggressive behavior. I think that those people are just so resistant to change, and, you know, it's going to happen anyway, whether they like it or not. You know, they'll probably be faced with a health issue when they'll be like, okay, I need to eat better and live cleaner.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just a matter of time. And, you know, like you said, I do, you know, stay out of the news a little bit more and just focus on foods and superfoods and making recipes and stuff like that, because there is so much going on in the world that it can just become overwhelmed. So lately I've just been focusing on my own health and making sure I'm, you know, staying healthy and feeling really good and being in nature.
No, I endorse that. We read the news and cover it, so you don't have to. You know?
Yes, exactly. Thank you, Robert Scott Bell.
You got it. I mean, it's like we've got to transmute it, because if you do focus on it, of course, the negativity can overwhelm you. But, of course, we always see it in a positive light. We know that there are lessons to be learned here on this earth plane. And yet, we're here for those people when they're ready with a message that's empowering. You know, the food of the earth diet, for instance, is so yummy and delicious as well. Hey, real quick, do you even know who's in the Super Bowl?
You know what? I know one person who's in the Super Bowl. I know Katy Perry is performing,
Yeah. Make her put a helmet on. No, I'm just teasing you, because if I asked my wife that right now, she wouldn't know either.
Yeah, and I'm thinking maybe Tom Brady. I mean, I'm not really sure, but
yeah,
love the atmosphere, the energy, and the snacks that go with it,
yeah,
and the music.
The website still, theearthdiet.org.com.net, all of those things?
Yep, theearthdiet.org or theearthdiet.com, lots of recipes and snack ideas.
Yeah, and if in fact that you are too late in putting together an Earth Diet recipe today for your Super Bowl party, get the Earth Diet book, and the next party you host will be an Earth Diet approved party, and Leanna might even show up.
Yep, you never know.
I tell you, that'll sell a lot of books. Anyway, Leanna, it's so good to have you on board. Stay safe this summer, I should say, down under, and we'll look forward to getting you back stateside real soon.
Yeah, thank you so much, Robert Scott Bell. Enjoy the Super Bowl Sunday.
All right, Leanna Werner-Gray. Back to other stories about the CPS and the corruption there. We've got Steve Isham joining us after the break. We'll be right back.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Hey, guess what? They've got some great deals for Valentine's Day at Guns80.com. They're calling it the Sweetheart Special. Guns80.com has lowered the price way down to $400 up until Valentine's Day. Order your Ghost AR-15 now. Tell your sweetheart that this is the right gift at the right time. Buy one for yourself. Buy one for your sweetheart, too. Your sweetheart will thank you for being so tuned into his or her needs. Get a brand new Ghost AR-15 right now for $400. Heck, buy two. His and hers. Go to Guns80.com or call and ask for the sweetheart deal. Love is in the air at Guns80.com. Call now, 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. It's a sweetheart of a deal. Actually, it's a steal at $400. So call Guns80.com at 844-2-GUNS-80. But hurry, supplies are limited. Call 844-2-GUNS-80 or get your Ghost AR-15 today at Guns80.com on the web.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, continuing now in our series of coverage on the medical kidnapping cases that are in, well, maybe every state, although we haven't gotten to ones in every state. Certainly the most egregious of all the examples we've been reviewing. We had on this past Thursday, Leanna Smith, the case out of Arizona, CPS covering up medical malpractice of a hospital. And it spiraled upward, downwards, and sideways from there all the way up to the Justice Department and the FBI in Arizona. Joining us now again, we've had him on before, Steve Isham. He's family and child advocate and has been involved in these things so many years, has seen so much, and may acknowledge, as we have, that this is probably the most egregious example of how Child Protective Services and state and federal authorities on the subject matter have gone horribly wrong, horribly awry. Steve, welcome back to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Thank you for having me back on.
Well, in this case of Leanna Smith and her children and the father of the child, I would urge everybody to go back and listen to the archives. We have them linked up in the show notes. But how would you rate this, if you could, in outrage? I mean, it's off the charts, is it not?
Yes, it is way off the charts. I don't know whether the good Lord wanted this way or not, but this is probably the most egregious and case that I've ever seen in my 40 years. And it entails or brings in every aspect of CPS. They ought to use this as a case study of how not to treat parents, how not to treat children, and come up with some other protocols that people will actually follow.
Right. So if we look back and we give credit to the concept of a Child Protective Services, wasn't it not initially designed to, when their kids were in genuine harm's way due to physical, sexual, or other kind of abuse that was absolutely clear, or clear enough that you could take possession of the child temporarily, that was primarily designed for that, but somehow in this case, and in many others, we're finding out it's being used in completely different ways.
Yeah, this is a perfect case to see how inappropriately a good law can be moved around for inappropriate purposes. It was never designed to do this. It was designed to keep children safe, and reunification was a major part of it. But this is a perfect example of how people have switched it and use it. If, for example, from this article that has been put out, they're hiding medical malpractice mistakes by the hospitals and physicians. That was never intended for CPS to do that or help hospitals and doctors get out of these type of situations. And then CPS was never intended to be used by family members to gain an advantage in child custody cases. These families do not understand how risky it is to have their child in the hands of Arizona's Child Protective Services. It can be abusive and even life-threatening. We've had kids die in state custody. I mean, that's just, I don't understand how that can happen.
Well, and we've also talked about the sexual abuse, physical and sexual abuse that occurs in under foster care, for instance, that CPS has authorized. Of course, we've talked conflicts of interest in terms of money, federal money or other monies that come through. And Leanna talked to us about this, that there were contracts between CPS and the hospital, that there's money exchanging hands based on the state custody issue.
Yeah, and there's secret documents that have been signed by all the parties involved. I mean, if you want a racketeering case, it's on that one piece of paper where everybody that's involved has signed this paper and agreed to work together.
Wow.
And the same. Why would four different hospital doctors sign a single piece of paper on one mom with one child, all four of them accusing the mother of Munchausen syndrome by proxy? It's not rational. Why does it take four physicians to sign that piece of paper to get somebody to listen to them?
Right. Well, if the stakes are high enough in terms of medical malpractice, you're talking maybe multi-million-dollar suits or awards. Perhaps now this is the game to realize when it comes to profitability, you're dehumanized in the medical allopathic hospital setting to say, look, we'll use whatever means necessary to avoid paying out. And in this way, we can prevent the parents from even being able to sue if we can convince the state and CPS to take possession of the child. Now, no longer with the parents, having no custody of the child, they can't sue.
Yeah, bingo. And the multi-million-dollar case goes away.
Yeah. Well, listen, we got to take a quick break here, Steve. Stick around. We got another segment. We've got a few more things we want to cover about this. Warning all of you moms and dads out there, if you think calling CPS is advantageous or helpful to you, we don't want to see this happen to you or any other child or family. And we're going to go into a number of other factors here with Steve Isham. Super Don is also helping us out. Check it out, robertscottbell.com, 866-939-2355. Back in just a moment.
You're listening to the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The Power to Hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow. A new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at LegalShield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, LegalShield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, LegalShield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out.
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait. No!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
Out of medical propaganda. Here's Robert.
Once again, I want to acknowledge my humble and lovable producer. He's known as Super Don for a reason, for digging deep on these medical kidnap stories, helping us uncover and also blasting it out through the social networks, as well as our good friend Jerry Doyle and Epic Times, epictimes.com and medicalkidnap.com. This story, Steve Isham's with us, and We just covered one of many points here. We've got the interview with Leanna available for those of you who want to listen linked up. But there are other aspects that we need to consider in terms of the corruption, those who are involved, the players involved. Normally you'd think a judge would be an impartial party in this regard that would say, all right, let me weigh out this, let me weigh out that. But they seem to be corrupted in what you say, rendering these life-altering decisions for children and families, and they don't have a clue what these experts that are testifying are talking about, and they'll automatically defer to them.
Well, they don't automatically defer to both of them. They automatically defer to the one that the expert witnesses that come in from even out of state to opinion about and support the case for taking the child. And they ignore or even criticize incredible experts that are coming to Arizona. It's hard to get an expert or an attorney in Arizona. And Leanne's case is a perfect example of that. Leanne was lucky enough, because a lot of people really have a good heart. And when they see a case like Leanne's, it's kind of like me. I'd never gotten a dime for this. And I've spent thousands of hours over the 5 years and,
right,
and hundreds of phone calls and research like crazy. But Dr. like in the article, it talks about Dr. Eli Neuberger. This gentleman has over 40 years of experience diagnosing, treatment, and prevention of child abuse and neglect in these kids. He deals with medical facts and scientific proof, and that's what he testifies to in court. He's one of the leading people in the country when it comes to the protection and care of children. He's a pediatrician and author of many influential works on child abuse. He teaches at Harvard Medical School and founded the Child Protection Team and the Family Development Program at Boston's Children's Hospital. My understanding is that he actually worked for Richard Nixon as he chaired the committee to develop CPS protocols or child abuse.
I mean, this guy sounds overqualified. In this. I mean, this guy has all the qualifications you would want to testify in this case. Did the judge try to say he wasn't qualified in this? Because he seemed to side with the expert for the state of Arizona. Maybe you can give us a little background on her.
Well, her name is Brenda Bursch, and that's in the article as well. She's a psychologist, and I don't think a lot of parents and people understand the difference between a psychologist and a psychiatrist. A psychologist doesn't have a medical background. They may, but for example, she's a professor in the Department of Psychiatry and Biobehavioral Sciences and Pediatrics at the David Geffen School of Medicine over at UCLA in California. She deals in psychological tendencies and probabilities, not necessarily facts.
Right.
She comes from out of the state of Arizona. She's not licensed in Arizona as a psychologist. She's not a licensed physician. She's not an RN. She's not even an LPN. But yet she's allowed to opinion about medical procedures, medical medications, whether they're appropriate or not, whether they should be used or not. And the judges in these cases, they don't have any knowledge about medicine or psychiatry to determine the credibility between these two experts.
So it seems to be the bias is clearly in favor of CPS in this case, as the judge says, oh, well, this is the state's witness versus, the defense, I guess in this case, Leanna bringing in the expert Eli Neuberger, who, by the way, we're going to talk to as well eventually here. Why is this happening? Are there conflicts of interest within the judge? Are there payoffs behind the scenes? Do we suspect money changing hands even on the judicial side of things?
Well, if you research some of these judges, at one time, some of them were some of the best litigators in Arizona. But it's kind of like, well, how did this individual end up in the kiddie court and the juvenile court was doing these cases? Then when some of them have problems or mess up, they're moved to the adult system. They stay there for a while, and then they're transferred back into the children's system. It's just really odd the way these things happen. And the stuff that goes on in the courtroom, when I used to teach high school, I'd tell the kids, this is not, if you do like they do on Judge Judy, you're going to jail. You're going to be in a lot of trouble. Whereas in the courts here, the juvenile courts, it is like Judge Judy on TV. I mean, they ask, one case that I saw, the judge actually asked the assistant attorney general on the case what she should do.
Wow.
What the law was and what she should do in this case.
That's absolutely unbelievable. Absolutely.
How can you have
incredible.
A judge that doesn't know the procedures and the protocols, judging over whether your child is going to be taken for the rest of their life and yours, destroying your family?
Right.
It's ludicrous.
Well,
it's
as we're hearing stories of these judges not ruling.
I'm sure I get passionate about it.
Yeah, no, I hear you. Now, Steve, we're talking about the judges seriously not giving fair and impartial hearings and also not responding to reports of abuse within the foster care system under CPS or state custody. How is this possible that this is happening?
I think that's one of the things that scares me the most about these cases is that when I'm a mandatory reporter, I've been doing this 40 years, I have a perfect record. I don't have anything fingerprinted, background checked, everything. I have a responsibility when I find out about stuff to report it. I even had a juvenile judge tell me if I've got any issues, I need to report them. So when I went to the Child Protective Services and called them on the hotline, they refused to take my case the moment I shared that it was about a foster parents that were abusing the children. So then I had to just mail my report. Then when I called the Phoenix Police Department, they refused to take the report from me because it was a foster family that's abusing these kids. So then I didn't know what to do. So I went to that's how I ended up at the FBI. So I spent like three and a half hours the first time, and then I went back on two other occasions as I discovered more information on a different case. And I spent about 7 hours total time on adding three different occasions together. They did nothing. They even sat there and looked me in the eyes, man to man, and said, we know this is happening, but it's not our jurisdiction. You're going to have to get local law enforcement to do something. It's not a federal matter. I couldn't believe it.
Absolutely. Absolutely incredible. And then we have, the issue like in Leanna's case, where, she was trying to get care for her child, legitimately so, and the care that was given was inappropriate. She is a respiratory therapist. She saw what was happening. She was correct. They were wrong. And now suddenly the malpractice issue comes to be. And they claim that, she was somehow in the wrong. And you can imagine, because, if a parent were to deny their children, very needed emergency health care, CPS would be all over that and say the kid needs to be taken from the parents. But in this case, the CPS, in fact, took them away from the parents and then neglected to give this girl the appropriate care that she needed.
You see, and that's the pattern. When you take a child from Munchausen syndrome by proxy against the mother, the need is to show that the child is better in state custody than the child is with the mother. Well, in Leanne's case, it's totally opposite. There was exculpatory information and evidence that was withheld from the judges. There was right out and out deceit and lying on the witness stand. This young lady was not better in state custody. I mean, when you look at the article and the things that it talks about and how she was abused, the perfect example is I'm a pretty good expert when it comes to education, special education, those types of things. That's what I've done. I even teach people getting their master's degree in education, special education, and behavioral health. Well, on this case, the girl went 32 times to the school nurse, and out of that 32 times, 28 of those were for severe headaches. She, for God's sake, she had a BP shunt in her brain. School didn't even know it, so that stuff was withheld and never shared with anybody. That's incredibly dangerous. And so I filed a complaint with the Arizona State Board of Nursing. They're the only ones that did their job on this case, the only ones. They reprimanded the school nurse, and they sent a request for the Arizona Department of Education and the Arizona Department of Economic Security, of which that's CPS, to investigate this because of the improprieties and the withholding of information from the school about the girl's true medical condition. Mm. It just, when you read the letters that this young lady wrote about the abuse and being ignored and the things that she saw and the stuff that's talked about in that article,
right?
It's just beyond comprehension.
Well, Steve, what is being done in Arizona? Is there any petitioning of the legislature to make changes in here? I understand that there was a point where they scrapped all of CPS and started over, but it didn't seem to get any better. In fact, it may have gotten worse. And you know, what can you recommend for parents out there that are very concerned that this might happen to them and their children one day?
It's an incredibly difficult scenario because the idea of CPS is that, you know, you should be able to call Child Protective Services on yourself to get help and supports. That doesn't happen. The idea that this system is about reunification is the furthest thing from the truth. It just is not there. We don't have the provider network to do these services. The caseloads are too high. It's just not possible.
Okay.
So
well, we're about out of time here with you. I know you got to run, but we want to talk with you again. And what I'm going to let all my listeners know, we're going to talk with Steve Isham and get a basic overview of the crimes that were committed, who may be implicated. So look for bonus segments at robertscottbell.com, perhaps even at epictimes.com as well. Thank you, Steve Isham. Don't go anywhere. We'll talk to you on the break. We'll be right back with more powerful healing on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. Choosetobehealthy.com features the Rolls-Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
I know you've heard about it. CBD is making headlines here in 2015 as well. And you can get CBD from hemp this very day. That's right. CBD from hemp is available in all 50 states and over 40 countries right now. Hemp is considered a superfood by millions worldwide. But there's another reason to love hemp. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant. And it's making those headlines and finding its way into households across the country. Hemp Meds is the world's trusted CBD hemp oil source. Hemp Meds' commitment to quality starts with non-GMO and industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from hemp, grown as nature intended. Hemp Meds sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. And that's why they offer CBD hemp oil in a variety of natural premium products for their customers nationwide. From natural hair and skin care to functional foods that thousands of families use every single day, including me, RSV. The only question I have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
In the health world through the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Live Super Bowl Sunday. And thank you to Stephen Isham for dropping by. Also, all the way from Australia, down under in the middle of the night. That's the dedication you get from Leanna Werner Gray and the Earth Diet. Check it out. We've also included in the notes some of her suggestions for good, healthy eating. Now, with Steve Isham, as you heard there, we're going to have a bonus audio clip that we couldn't fit in. We're going to interview him after the show today, and I'd encourage you to check that out. Super Don, are you going to put that up at Epic Times and YouTube and everything? What do you think?
Absolutely. And, you know, just like we did with the Leanna Smith interview,
right?
We've got an additional whole bunch of material that we could not get on the show today, so we've got an extended, complete interview that will be available online shortly after the show's over.
All right. Speaking of which, if you want to speak to me right now, 866-939-2355, 866-939-BELL, robertscottbell.com for all of the links. We've got lots to do, including Super Bowl measles, the fear factor coming from the mainstream media. Does it equate with reality? We got that coming on. Hashtag CDC whistleblower. Remember that. Questions of the day on shingles, on sleep, on tobacco withdrawal, alcohol withdrawal, jaundice in a baby. Oh, good Lord. Super Don, keep me on track so we can get those questions done today, can you?
I will do my best, sir. Yes.
All right. If not, then it's spank the producer time, and anybody can volunteer out there.
Are we going to do that live on the air?
We have a lot of volunteers that love you so much they would spank you with love.
We'll save that for my birthday.
Right. Yesterday at the Health and Fitness Expo, I was at one lady who listens every day. She downloads the podcast. She's from Boston. She lives in Central Florida in the winter, smart Bostonian. And she came by and said hello, and she said she loves Super Don.
Oh, so now I have three fans. That's awesome.
Up to three, yes.
Up to three.
Three times the factor of who knows what magnitude. It's extraordinary. Listen, let's see. More medical update, medical kidnap updates, I shall say. So a story we visited a while back, there's more in the news just breaking.
Yeah, this, I think this was back in December when we first covered this. But the, you recall the case of the Ringo family. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, you can actually go back. We'll probably link to the story. You can get the backstory, but the clip notes on that. They had a home birth. And apparently somebody didn't like the idea that they did that, and there was some controversy about her breastfeeding and them thinking that they weren't eating enough and stuff. So they ended up taking the three kids, and then short while after that, a judge gave them permission to have their kids back, but with strings attached,
right,
the rules that they had to follow.
Yeah.
And the latest update, just heard about this yesterday, apparently they are now on the run. They came home, they packed up a bunch of stuff, said they were going to go see a friend, and they have now taken off to try and get away from this persecution by CPS. So,
wow.
Don't know where they're at, don't know what they're doing, but they have decided to protect their family and protect their children from being kidnapped, and they have decided to go on the run, which is, it's sad.
Yeah.
It's sad that the parents have to do this, but that's the update as of now.
I can't say I blame them. I mean, these are the kind of things that you become, in the movies, you know, they make movies about folk heroes that were on the lam, right? Except this case, it's not that they're on the lam because they robbed a bank. They actually have their children, and they don't want them robbed from them.
They are on the lam because they had a home birth and because they believe in natural remedies and health treatments. And
not in America. Don't you dare.
No.
You know, this is absolutely incredible. We'll be following up more on this story this week. We definitely have some major heavy hitter interviews coming up on this subject and more. Keep it tuned in to robertscatbell.com through our syndicator GCN and naturalnewsradio.com and all around the world. Of course, Epic Times with Jerry Doyle is also allowing us to put some bonus information interviews up and our RS Bell Media channel on YouTube as well. So check all of that out. My goodness, this is just overwhelming to me. Bigger than all of the Super Bowl stories, but we are going to cover the MMR measles Super Bowl story as well when we come back in the second hour of the show today.
Indeed, we are.
So much on my mind.
Yeah, listen, it is. I mean, it's been crazy. It's been crazy the last few weeks taking on, you know, these stories and these cases and stuff. But we've, you know, I think we're starting to get our sea legs a little bit on this situation. Mm-hmm. And, actually, you know what? We've got a big day tomorrow.
We do.
Yeah, we're celebrating an anniversary, Robert.
Oh, my gosh, Groundhog Day. We're starting our fifth year since we aligned GCN and naturalnewsradio.com together.
That's right. So we may have an announcement tomorrow having to do with these medical kidnap cases. So
gosh, yeah, it could be big. Also in the show notes, my friends in Asheville, North Carolina, you'll see I'm coming up to visit you the 18th of February. That's a Wednesday evening at Earth Fair Westgate location. Check it out. It's in the notes. We'll be back with more powerful healing and Super Bowl MMR hysteria, measles hysteria, I should say, after the break. Because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call and how much will it cost? Our friends at LegalShield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.